The Pairing by Casey McQuiston. Read for you by Emma Galvin and Max Myers. With narration from me, Casey McQuiston.
For pleasure. It isn't possible to love and to part. You will wish that it was. You can transmute love, ignore it, muddle it, but you can never pull it out of you. E.M. Forster, A Room with a View. Initiating Slut Mode. Robin, Fembot. The Beginning, Theo's Version. The first time I kiss Kit, he tastes like jalapenos and apricots. We're drunk enough to be brave. Some guys from the restaurant have thrown a Halloween party at their rental house in Cathedral City, and there is a trash can full of mystery punch, and we're 22, the age at which trash can punch sounds genius instead of evil. I did add a few glugs of apricot brandy from the liquor shelf to take the edge off, at least. For the last 4 months, since Kit moved to Palm Springs and in with me, we've been talking Halloween costumes. Slutty M&Ms, Ralph Macchio, and the bully from The Karate Kid. Kit came up with Sonny and Cher. He's Cher. I'm Sonny. He found the perfect slinky silk shift on consignment in L.A. Even made me lace him into a waist corset before he slipped the dress on, because he's never met a bit he couldn't commit to. Not even trash punch could erase the texture of his skin from my fingertips. After, when we're eating delivery pizza off our coffee table, Kit decides it's time to finally talk about it. We've never addressed it. Not since he returned to California for college, and we slipped into each other's pockets like we'd never been apart. Right to the synced, steady heartbeat of us. Theo and Kit. Theo and Kit. Theo and Kit. It was so easy to find the pulse. We didn't talk about where it had gone or why. Kit looks at me over a stuffed crust with extra jalapenos and asks, "Why didn't you ever want to go to Oklahoma City?" "Because it's Oklahoma City," I almost say. But the place was never what mattered. It was the promise. When we were 14, a year after Kit's mom died, his dad decided to move the whole family to New York. Kit and I got out a map and found the midpoint between Rancho Mirage and Brooklyn, Oklahoma City. We promised to meet there every summer, but I always found excuses not to go, and they were never that good. His brown eyes are so sparkly in the lamplight, framed by his stupid Cher wig, that I tell him the truth, partly. When he laughed, I realized I'd fallen in love with my best friend when I wasn't looking. And then he was 500 miles too far for it to matter, telling me about first dates over the phone, and it hurt too much. Oklahoma City would have broken my heart. "I'm sorry," I tell him. "It was shitty of me. I was shitty to you." "Oh," is all he says. "I'm totally over it now," I say, which is a lie. I've never been more under it. I thought living with Kit would be great exposure therapy, that nobody could stay in love with their best friend after watching them scratch their ass through sweatpants. If anything, I love Kit more now. "So you don't have to worry. I'm not gonna make it weird." Kit sets down his slice and studies me. My stick-on mustache, hair braided back to fit under my bowl-cut wig. He bites out a smile, tucks Cher's hair behind his ear, and says, "I was in love with you, too."
"You, what?"
"Back then, I mean." I nod, trying to keep my voice steady. "Right, back then." And he laughs, so I laugh. And I put on Sonny and Cher to cover up